You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. What do you think of when you hear the word cabaret? Maybe Liza Minnelli, maybe Stevie Budd, or maybe Neighborhood Cabaret back again in Juno this summer. Today's guests are here to tell us all about it. Welcome Tommy Schauffler, director and performer for Neighborhood Cabaret. Hi, Tommy.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for being here. We have Erica Lee here as well, also a performer in the cabaret. Hi, Erica.
Hey!
Hey. Well, let's start with introductions. Tommy, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your connection to the cabaret?
Sure. My name is Tommy. I've been coming up to Juno to perform with the theaters here in town for a few years now, about a decade or more. And just last summer, we started a new company, Theater Alaska. Florentino Lagundino started it. He's also been in town for a while. He and I went to graduate school together with Enrique Bravo, who I think's also made the rounds here in town as an actor.
I think a few people have heard of him.
Yeah, I mean, you've probably heard of him. So yeah, so that's how I got involved. And I was invited to come up to town to help direct this cabaret and work on an outdoor Shakespeare and all the kind of other stuff that's going on with the festival.
And Erica Lee, who needs no introduction, you know her as a real estate agent and a powerhouse singer, a radio personality, a famous MC. What else, Erica?
Girl, I think you got it. You made me sound fabulous.
You are fabulous. And you're one of the performers in the Neighborhood Cabaret. We're going to talk all about that. But first, you're gearing up for performances starting tomorrow.
Correct.
And going hard all weekend. So, Tommy, tell me a little bit about the show and the cast and what you'll be performing.
Sure. So this will be a way for us to bring live music to outdoor spaces in the communities. One of the ideas about this company is to take arts experiences to make them free and available to the public in the places where they live, in the communities where they live. So we'll be performing at St. Vincent de Paul tomorrow night. We'll be at the Riverside Rotary Park on Friday. We'll be in the Pioneer Home for a matinee on Saturday, and then Saturday evening at the Marine Park Pavilion, and then at Savico Shelter out on Douglas on Sunday afternoon. So for the whole weekend, there'll be some things, hopefully somewhat close to where you live, so you can find us in one of those locations. And we'll be doing all different kinds of music. Erica's performing. We've got Jocelyn Miles and Salisa and Florlino singing, Christina Apathy, myself, Enrique. Chris is going to join us too, Chris Talley. So a handful of folks singing all kinds of a variety of songs, from country music to old standards to I might throw a Dolly Parton song in there. So it's going to be kind of a mix of stuff. Rob Cohen is going to play for us on the keys and maybe a little guitar too, I think. So it's going to be kind of a little bit of something for, I think, everyone about all the different kinds of styles of music that would be out there.
Cool, cool. Erica, can I ask what you what you'll be performing, or is it a surprise?
Oh, I can tell you what I'm performing. I'm doing one song, which is, the title sounds really bad, but it's called Redneck Woman. I am from Texas.
That's right.
I'm not much of a redneck woman, but I'll be doing my own version of that. So I hope that you guys enjoy that. And the other one that I'll be singing is Saved by Laverne Cox, which is a whole lot of fun. And the last one, so Tommy doesn't know, but I might sneak a third one in there. So, surprise, Tommy. He's the director. But my kids, I want to try to get my kids to sing on one or two of the shows. And they'll be singing Three Little Birds with Rob on the guitar.
Oh, that's great. It sounds like a lot of fun. But five shows, five different locations. What are some of the things that go into putting together a mobile production like that with all the gear and the cast members?
We're really lucky that Rob is such a consummate performer and knows the stuff that he has. So he has a lot of stuff that we're going to be using, borrowing from him. We have to go to locations that we try to find locations that are covered, obviously, mm-hmm. for the elements. And Rob also has, we have to have power, right? We have to have access to electricity. But other than that, it's a fairly simple setup. It's keyboards, an amp, you know, a couple microphones and a mixer. I'm trying to keep it fairly low tech. I mean, we're not traveling with like rock and roll lighting or or smoke machines or lasers.
But yeah, darn.
But it is a little bit of hauling stuff around, and it's really worth it. I think last summer especially was it seemed like we had a lot of crowds for maybe the first time that they'd been able to be gathered together because of the pandemic. And so to be outside where it felt safer to be outdoors, and many of our audience members were masked and but could listen to the music and sing. There's a couple sing-along moments that happened, so it felt kind of communal and great just to hear some music and be together again after so long of being apart.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So what was your experience like last summer? You mentioned that Neighborhood Cabaret was, I know you did like something really similar, was just like a series of weekend shows last summer. How did that go for you guys? What was that experience like?
Yeah, we had a lot of crowds show up, I think, at different places. We did the park at Twin Falls Lake, that little Twin Lakes.
I'm not local,
so yeah. we also did the pavilion out at Savico, and it just poured the rain, but the audience was, yeah. We were all covered and underneath something. And so it felt very hearty and very Juno, I think, right? The people came out to watch things. And these performances are also part of a larger festival, which maybe somebody's going to come talk about later, so I don't want to give too much away. But the Alaska Theater Festival that Theater Alaska is hosting. The Neighborhood Cabaret is just one part of it. We've had readings of plays, Pride and Prejudice. We have a writer's workshop for Alaska Native writers who are looking to do writing for performance. We have a Midsummer Night's Dream, a Shakespeare performance that'll be held outdoors for 3 weekends. And then also local Annie Bartholomew is going to be doing, she has a Victorian folk opera that she's done, mm-hmm. written about with using narratives from women during the Gold Rush, called Sisters of Whitechapel. And for the last two performances, she's going to do a few numbers from that with us as well during the cabaret. It's kind of a promo for her piece later. But the festival as a whole goes on through really the end of July.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So Erica, turning to you now, like, were you a part of this last year? And did you have to have your arm twisted to join us again this year?
No, I loved it last year. I think it's really important. I love that we brought music to people who I don't usually see in the audience, and people who may have difficulty getting to the theater. So no, they did not have to twist my arm. I was ready to go.
Who are some of your fellow cast members that are also performing?
Oh, so, you know, what's really funny is that we have all of Brown Sugar there, but we're performing as individuals.
That's great.
So, yeah, Jocelyn Miles will be there. Salisa Thole, Chris Talley is going to be coming in, doing some of his little beatbox and stuff, which is fantastic. Yeah, and I am really excited to see Annie's show. So I haven't seen it yet. I actually got interviewed for it. We have like the who's who of Juno coming out for Neighborhood Cabaret.
It really is an all-star lineup.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
So I don't think I saw a performance of Neighborhood Cabaret last year, but I have this like vision in my mind where you guys kind of get started and it sounds great and there's a little bit of a hubbub and maybe you have a small crowd at first and then people come out and join you. Yeah. And was it like that, or did you have any other surprises from the audience?
I think there was a lot of spontaneous dancing, which was
nice.
Great. And then like at the Marine Park, the one that's down by the boats, uh-huh. Since that seems to be a more, you know, traveled sort of area. Yeah, we got a lot of people who would just wander by and people who would have snacks, or they've been to Palmini's and come over with their, you know, with their food.
And dinner
just
and a show.
Sat. Yeah, exactly. And so people, yeah, a lot of the other places, people brought their own folding chairs and really came set up to camp out and, you know, have a little picnic. People, yeah. I know a couple of people brought, you know, nibbles and wine and did their thing. I guess, am I allowed to say that? I think they brought wine.
we don't know what they were drinking.
I don't know what they were drinking. I don't know. But yeah, just to sort of be out and to be social. And like I said, to be together. But it was fun to see, the people who would dance. And then there were definitely some sing-along moments, for sure.
That's great. Yeah. Erica, what about you? Did you were you surprised by the audience's reaction or anything they did?
Oh, my goodness. I love audiences. I mean, I love being able to interact with them. I called out people's names. Because even, you know, just to think about last year, that was my first performance of the year because of COVID. I was on the mic saying to people. It was really like a family gathering. The audience was super important, and they are the last element to the show and the most important one too.
What did either of you learn from the last Neighborhood Cabaret that you applied to this one?
Gosh, do you want to speak to that, Erica?
I mean, I think I already touched on it before. The mission of Theater Alaska is to bring the arts out to people who don't, you know, usually have that opportunity. And I know the larger mission is to go out to cities throughout Alaska, maybe that are not the main cities. But as I was singing, it just really, especially I think St. Vincent de Paul and the Pioneer Home are the ones that stuck in my head the most. Just thinking about, you know, the people there just don't get this. They don't get this type of interaction. And it's important for us to give as artists and give that gift to them because it touches people in who knows how, you know. So I think that was the biggest thing that I took from Neighborhood Cabaret or the gift that was given to me, and I hope that it was given to the audience as well, is just sharing what we're able to help others.
It sounds like accessibility is a central tenet to the mission.
Yeah, it seemed really, especially at Pioneer Home, I think that was a particularly fun performance because we were indoors, but we were masked and vaccinated, et cetera. And there was, I remember one of the residents made a pretty sassy remark to Enrique, as I recall. I feel like she invited him to stay for dinner or something. It was something like that. I was like, oh, okay. So yeah, but there was definitely kind of a fun, and that could definitely, yeah, fun vibe just to have music and to share and to spend time together. At St. Vincent de Paul, some of the residents there had, it was our performance coincided with a barbecue that they were having outside. And I think they hadn't gotten together in that way for a while as well. Mm. So it felt extra special to be able to spend some time with them and just to share music together.
That's great. Well, I hope that resident of the Pioneer Homes is listening and is excited that you guys are coming back this weekend.
I hope so too.
Do you want to give us a little rundown of the shows? I know it's kind of a lot of dates and times and places, but let's go through it once and then where to find out more information.
Absolutely. So we'll open tomorrow night, Thursday at 6:30 at St. Vincent de Paul. Then Friday, same time, 6:30 at Riverside Rotary Park. Saturday, there's two performances. One will be at the Pioneer Home at 2, and then in the evening at 6:30 at the Marine Park Pavilion. That one will also feature Annie, a special guest. And then Sunday, the 29th at 2 o'clock, also Savico Shelter with Annie. And all of that information is available at theateralaska.org, and that's theater E-R, theateralaska.org. So for information about the cabaret, as well as all of our other performances as part of the festival for the rest of the summer.
That's fantastic. And I read that audiences should bring their own seating, like a lawn chair or a camping chair, and you would prefer that they wear masks. Is there anything else they need to know?
I think just come and get ready to dance and have a good time and maybe sing along. I think those are the main points, yeah.
Cool. Wear your dancing shoes. So, Erica, do you feel ready for the first show tomorrow evening?
No, but I never do.
Yep. How about you, Tommy? Do you feel ready?
I think it's going to be great. Yeah, I think I'm excited to hear. Some of this music is new from last year. We sort of new pieces, so I'm excited to hear what they sound like. And people have been meeting individually with Rob to kind of go over their songs, and we have like a group number that we'll try to do tonight too. So tonight's going to be our first sort of run through with everybody together, physically in person, the whole group. So I think it's exciting just to hear how. There's some energy that comes together when musicians gather and start goofing around together. So I'm excited to see what comes of that tonight.
Yeah, I did want to ask how rehearsals have been going. It sounds like folks are kind of working on their own thing on their own time, and then you're going to do a little dress rehearsal tonight. So
yeah.
How have rehearsals been going for you, Erica?
Oh, they're going great. It's always a fun time to get together with Rob and really... Honestly, it's like a jam session. You know, we pull out the music, there's something we're supposed to be doing, but then we start messing around, you know. But, you know, that's how stuff is created.
How do you like working with Rob?
He's amazing. I mean, he's so, for a lot of artists I know that sort of show up and like, I want to sing this song, but I don't have the sheet music, but I've got the lyrics. And he'll just like pull it up on YouTube and listen to it. And in about three measures, he's like, oh yeah, this is in G. I'm going to capo it in here for you so that it sounds better in this key for you. He's just very flexible, and he's just an amazing collaborator as a musician. So he can sort of take, you know, whether you show up with highly annotated sheet music or whether you show up with just a title and you want to go for it, he's amazing that he can. And so many, such broad styles that people are doing. I think that's also exciting that he can play such a variety of music.
Do you all arrive on location together in one big car with all of your gear, or do you just kind of all come separately?
Well,
so I'm just imagining you getting off of a fancy bus or van or something.
Oh, we need to negotiate for fancy vans and buses next year. No, I think we'll probably mostly come individually. I'll be going over this afternoon and most days, I think, to help Rob load the equipment and do that. It's not a glamorous life, but it's a good one.
Well, Tommy Schauffler. Go ahead, Erica.
Yeah, well, I have a big question. Are you coming this year? Because you said you didn't come last year.
I didn't make it to Neighborhood Cabaret. I did make it to Shakespeare in the Park in the rain last year. So I feel like I get a badge for that. But yeah, I would love to come. I was hoping to see the park by my house on this list, but there are so many options, you know, and they're all over town. I love that you are going out to the valley and downtown and some places in between over on the island as well. So, Erica, how could I say no? How could I say no to you? Of course I'll be there.
Yeah, I can play.
Yeah, you can call me out on the mic. it has been lovely to talk to you both. It's really great to see you. Tommy's live here in the studio. Erica's on the Zoom. It's been great to catch up with you guys. It's such a fun project. I know you guys are going to have a lot of hard work this weekend, but I think it's going to be super fun.
Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.